and all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over the phone is Jennifer Turner, who is the superintendent of the Fort McMurray Public School Division. So, Jennifer, once again, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes to come on the show. And we scheduled this interview last week to come on just to talk about how the last couple of months have been. And honestly, it is perfect timing as the province announced earlier this week new measures to help fight back against COVID-19. And one of those measures revolves around schools. And starting on November 30th, students in grades 7 to 12 will move back to online learning. Maybe just to start off with, just your thoughts on this move by the province.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk. And as you mentioned, this wasn't necessarily what we had planned, but a wonderful opportunity for sure to be able to provide some clarification. And so it was good information to have the Premier speak to us all about the new measures, what's going on provincially. Many will not know that after the public news announcement at 4:30, government held a special meeting for senior staff, for superintendents, and Board of Trustees, chair people. And so we had a meeting with the Minister of Education and the Deputy Minister of Education where they were able to provide an overview and clarify some of those pieces. So we had lots of opportunity to ask questions and try and build some new understanding about what these expectations are. Mm-hmm. So that was very helpful. One of the key pieces that I took away from those conversations is that this is not the same kind of online learning experience as in the spring. Mm-hmm. In the spring, there were restrictions on the number of hours and there were the kinds of learning that we were able to offer children and families. And now we are in a different situation where it is the full curriculum. It is the full number of hours. Online learning is going to be more robust. It's not that same experience that happened in the spring. And I know in hearing from our families, there was some concern about that. So I think that the new measures are going to be able to provide us with a better opportunity to meet student needs during the next coming weeks.
Mm-hmm. So it's safe to say from what you said there, I know in previous talks there were, you know, concerns about last year just because it wasn't a full curriculum like you mentioned, but now that these students will be getting a full curriculum, they're going to stay home, they should be a lot safer when it comes to COVID-19. Do you see this being a good move to make?
I think that one of the things that was really stressed for us on our conversation with the minister last evening was the concern that there are so many children and staff and families impacted by short-term absences. Mm-hmm. That it actually was quite disruptive to the learning situation and that it was becoming more and more challenging as the cases went up to ensure that we had access to staff for students. And so giving in, you know, some of the language in the news has been circuit breaker, you know, just having that short-term break to be able to hopefully see those numbers decrease, get people really healthy, and then be able to come back to school and be able to maintain our staffing level is going to be really important. And we were just seeing an increasing number of cases that then required students and staff to be at home. And that just really made it challenging for families, for kids, for staff to be able to continue with learning. Mm-hmm.
We've seen a number of cases at both the public school division and the Catholic school district. I'm assuming every time there was a case that popped up, was it that the idea of moving back to online ever, you know, did it creep back into your head? I know we've been hearing from Dr. Dina Hinshaw saying that, you know, it seems like schools have been doing pretty good so far in the first 3 months.
It actually, honestly, it didn't creep back in my head. I know that government has shared what scenario 1, 2, or 3 could potentially look like. They shared that document throughout the spring and the summer. They always have been an option. I was not fully anticipating that we would be going into a period of time where students were at home online, mm-hmm. but we're ready for that. We have already experienced, we've had the spring to experience what online learning looks like. We've learned from that. We did a tremendous amount of reflecting and debriefing over the summer and at the start of the school year about what could be better. Where can we provide additional supports? We took many corrective measures in the fall as we came back to ensure that we were ready in the event that we were needing to go online. And so we're going to be able to move forward in a real, I think, a successful way, a positive way for the short-term time, right? And students are all planning on coming back. The province has identified that January 11th, everyone comes back, and that teachers will be on site. You know, last year, we had staff, majority of staff and kids home and parents and community. This is different. We still have access to buildings. We still have access to businesses and community. Our staff are still going to be in school. Schools are open. And business continues on as usual. Mm-hmm. And we're ready for that.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Jennifer Turner, superintendent of the Fort McMurray Public School Division.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Jennifer Turner, superintendent of the Fort McMurray Public School Division. And we're talking about the latest COVID-19 measures that the province has introduced, including having students in grades 7 to 12 go back to online learning as of November 30th, and will go until the winter break starts on December the 18th. So we know that, I believe it's from kindergarten to grade 6, they're just going to continue in-person classes up until the winter break, which is slated for December 18th. We heard that the premier mentioned that it looks like the majority of cases in schools have been transmitted through older students, high schools. And I believe that's the case here, where we've seen a lot of cases at Holy Trinity, Father Merck. I believe there's been a couple that have popped up at Composite as well. Do you think it's the right decision to keep our younger students in school as well?
Well, I think we heard really clearly that students want to be in school. They have communicated to us in our student advisory councils that they feel safe, that they feel that the protective measures are looking after them. We heard from young grades and older grades that students want to be with their peers and that they believe that they're better equipped to engage in their studies and with their peers, with their teachers, with on-site learning. And so the more that we can stay in that situation, I think it's a better learning environment for all, and it's a better environment for well-being. Mm-hmm. But we need to make sure that provincially we're safe, that our numbers stay low. We, Fort McMurray, have been on the watch list. We have had enhanced measures required as a result of the number of cases that we have, and I think that we need to be taking all of the preventative steps necessary to ensure that all of our citizens remain healthy and safe.
Mm-hmm. You also mentioned, too, that in-person classes are slated at this time to resume on January 11th. I know the winter break is being extended by one additional week. Do you, I know the province has said that they're going to start reviewing again in December, going into January. Do you personally think that we'll see students all back in January 11th, or do you think it's still, there's a possibility that the province may extend online learning?
If I could just provide one point of clarification, you described the winter break as being extended, and that is not the way that the province has characterized that. And we just actually left a meeting this morning with superintendents and the deputy minister, and he provided clear communication that we need to be really clear with our public that the winter break has not been extended.
Okay.
That students will remain at home, that there is no extended vacation or holiday. Our winter break is from December 19th until January 3rd. Students are in school and learning, and teachers are teaching until January 18th, and they return on January 4th. The format in which students are learning changes, and that's a really key difference. We don't want for people to be believing or thinking that there's a three-week holiday, right? It's a two-week break, and then students are back in learning. In terms of my personal, you know, I can't guess what's going to happen in January by January 11th. Deputy Minister Corbell did share with superintendents just this morning that, again, they're committed to reevaluating the measures. If numbers are going up, then we can expect that the extension to online learning is going to continue. If the numbers are going down, then we can probably expect to return on January 11th, and the numbers will tell us those things before, I think, a provincial announcement.
Mm-hmm. And again, thanks for the clarification there. Hopefully that will end some confusion for some of our parents and guardians out there, if there is a little bit of confusion there. Hypothetically, if cases continue to rise and the province decides that we need all students to return to online learning as of January, just starting in January. And you mentioned that we have the capacity right now to make sure that all students are able to continue their education, a full curriculum online. Do you have enough staff to provide it for all the students? Is it just, I know we had been talking before the school year that you guys have been adding additional staff to help with those who didn't want to return to school in September. But if we have everybody go back to an online learning, do we have enough staff to make sure it's a full curriculum for everyone?
Certainly. I mean, we are fully staffed and offering all of our students a full complement of educational options and programs. We heard very clearly again from the Deputy Minister this morning that all courses are expected to continue, and so whether that's art or music or phys ed or English or social or science, the whole complement is expected to continue. And so that's the work that we have before us right now, is what does that look like in terms of switching to home environments for the grades that we'll be learning at home, and how do we ensure that we're able to support the students to the best of our ability. That will be many of the conversations that our staff are engaged with over the coming days.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Jennifer Turner, superintendent of the Fort McMurray Public School Division.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Jennifer Turner, superintendent of the Fort McMurray Public School Division. And before the break, we were talking about the latest measures against COVID-19 that the provincial government has introduced. This including having students in grades 7 to 12 go to online learning as of November 30th and into the winter break, which starts on December 18th. As of right now, all students are slated to go back to in-person teaching on January the 11th. All right. Well, we were talking a little bit off air, too, and I believe there has been a COVID-19 outbreak declared at the Fort McMurray Islamic School, and I know Greeley Road is also in that building. What's the latest information you can share on that outbreak?
Well, so as many people may be aware, that is a shared facility, and so two schools under the same roof. Mm-hmm. And so an outbreak is declared when there's more than two cases in one facility, and so that's what's occurred at that site. We've communicated out to parents of both schools so that they're aware of what that looks like and what the expected return date is for the students who are asked to be home and the staff who are asked to be home. One of the things that I would express my sincere gratitude and appreciation, we have wonderful communication between our parents and our staff and our administrators at that facility. And we also have received very timely and responsive support from Alberta Health Services. Clear direction, good information, clear information on when students are able to return. And so those things are working very well. It is absolutely a challenge for families unexpectedly to need to have their kids home and isolate during this time, during pandemic. And I also would extend my sincere appreciation for parents and caregivers, family members who are coming together to support their kids as they need to isolate as a result of COVID-19 expectations around these prevention measures. We can't do this alone. We need all of our parents and our community partners and our staff working together, and that's what we're seeing at that site. So we're very hopeful. We've got additional custodial staff and support going in to make sure that we have a sanitized building, and we'll continue to provide excellent teaching and learning opportunities there.
I know AHS has conducted some investigations. They do this every time there is a case at a school. Do they know if all four of these cases were community transmission, or any of them believed to be school transmission?
None at this time are believed to be school transmission. That's what we're seeing time and time again. In fact, and that is one of the things that the minister made mention to for the board chairs and superintendents last evening, is that what we are seeing in schools is that with community transmission, cases are coming into the schools. We're not seeing a tremendous number of school transmissions. And in fact, in our situation, this was entirely community transmission. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe there's been any cases at this time, I could be wrong, that have been school transmissions specifically here in Fort McMurray, which is definitely positive news. But Jennifer, we're pretty much running out of time here, and I know that it seems like most of the talk here has been, you know, quite negative in all this, but I know we are talking off air, and there was one last thing you wanted to mention, just to I guess be a little bit more on a positive side. So
on the positive side, I think that we have had tremendous support from our community, from our parents, from our staff. I think people are working absolutely to the best of their ability to make sure that each individual that comes in contact with school or school staff are healthy and safe. We continue to wish health and wellness to everybody in our community, and we really believe that we are going to be successful in this situation, that we're seeing so much support, and people are really doing their best, and we appreciate that. We appreciate a lot. We see the sacrifice that parents and families are making, and we're looking forward to a time when we are able to return again to a more normal time.
For sure. Well, Jennifer, is there anything else you'd like to add, or it seems
thank
like we've covered everything?
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate your time.
All right. Well, Jennifer, thanks so much. I appreciate every time you come on, and we'll make sure to have you on around, I guess, the start of the winter break.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for having me.
Once again, that was Jennifer Turner, superintendent of the Fort McMurray Public School Division. Make sure to tune into Fort McMurray Matters tomorrow as we hear from George McWiggin, superintendent of the Fort McMurray Catholic School District. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.